Joining me on this edition of Our Town, City Manager Aaron Reynolds and Assistant City Manager Megan Messmer. And I wanted them to come in today to talk about a few of the things that are going on in town since we're getting close to when would traditionally be roadie days and a parade that would be happening. But the city along with, I guess, did you work with the Chamber of Commerce as well to work this all out, Aaron?
Yes, hello, and hello to Florence. Happy May to everyone. Yes, it is roadie time of the year, and as we all know with COVID, things are altered again this year. So in anticipation of that, the City of Florence, the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce, and the Florence Habitat for Humanity has partnered to put together what we are calling a reverse parade. Megan is the producer of this project, so I'm going to let her share a little bit more about that and what you can do as a community member to participate with us in this fun version of the Grand Floral Rhododendron Parade.
All right, Megan, so tell us how this is set up and how it's going to not move forward. Get that?
Yes, I did. Very clever. Good May to everybody. We are working on the reverse Grand Floral Parade for this year. It will be the stagnant floats along Oak Street, and the reverse part will be that our spectators will be moving through the parade route as opposed to those floats. So local community groups, organizations, and businesses are encouraged to sign up as a parade entrant to line Oak Street, and hopefully 27th, depending on how many parade float entries we get, so that our community can come enjoy this altered version of the Roadie Parade, but keep that Roadie Parade tradition going, as we have for many, many years.
One good thing about this is there won't be a bad seat in the house. You know, normally when you get a crowd on the streets, you're behind somebody with a big hat on or an umbrella or something, but that won't happen this time, will it?
No, you'll be able to bring your own seats with your vehicles. And then I didn't say the date, which is important. It's our traditional Roadie Parade Day, so it'll be May 16th this year. And the parade route will be open from noon to 3 p.m., starting at the main entrance to Miller Park. And we'll head north on Oak Street from there.
Have you gotten a lot of response so far? I know it's fairly early in since the announcement 2 weeks ago, but are you getting a good response so far of people that want to participate in it?
Yeah, we've received several. There's a web form on the city's webpage, and it's linked on our homepage at ci.florence.or.us. Several groups have signed up, but I've also heard of other groups that are working on floats, so I encourage them to make sure they sign up so we can account for them. And anybody else who may think that this is something they want to participate in, you can head to our website and see the guidelines for parade entries and get signed up there.
Now, obviously, most of the traditional events for Roadie have gone by the wayside this year because of the COVID pandemic. Other than the reverse parade, is there anything else that could be happening during that weekend, or is that pretty much it?
Yes. So Habitat for Humanity, in addition to helping us with this, they are hosting the Roadie Run, which will be, I guess, the start and the finish will be at the Florence Event Center in the parking lot again. And then most of our traditional roadie events are not happening this year. So we do have the parade and the roadie run, and I'm sure we can all get out and about and enjoy the roadies ourselves, but other events aren't occurring.
All right, now one of the...
I think one thing... Oh, I was just going to hop in here and say one thing to highlight is the two activities that we've just talked about are able to proceed because they can follow and abide by the current restrictions, even under extreme risk, which is what we're planning for at this point. And so we just wanted to highlight that the vendor that helps do the roadie run has been operating for the last several months under pandemic conditions and has figured out a way to be able to produce those runs in a safe, COVID cautious way. And then, of course, as we've just talked about, the reverse parade has been made specifically with that in mind. So we just encourage everyone that participates to follow whatever guidelines are in place at that time. At this point, we're expecting them to be at their extreme risk levels. So wearing your mask if you are out helping with putting together your float. Otherwise, we just ask everyone to come through in their own vehicle to keep their safe distance and keep households together and away from others.
Let me ask you for a clarification, if you know the answer to this, Aaron. Of course, the governor dropped the warning week, which means that we could immediately go to extreme. Does the reverse happen if,
yes,
if things get better? We could immediately go back to a lower level if things get better?
Yes, that's that's correct. That's been communicated that way to us. So we expect to have a new release of the data Tuesday afternoon of every week, and we'll adjust accordingly.
Okay. One of the other things I want to talk about is the huge projects that's going on, the new water line that's going to be coming down 9th Street. Can you talk a little bit about where we are in the progress of that and what people need to be cautionary about and aware of?
So thank you for that. The 9th Street project, as we're calling it, is exactly that, from the intersection of Kingwood West to the where it tees with Rhododendron Drive. I think, as most people have seen, we've done a lot of work over the last 5 years on Rhododendron Drive. Now it is 9th Street's turn. And as most people have experienced, that road is obviously starting to deteriorate in places, and there's a lot of good underground work that needs to be accomplished. The contractor started this week, May 3rd, and they will be going through the duration of the summer months, doing construction from the intersection of 9th Street and Kingwood West to the intersection of Rhododendron Drive. I think most people use that road for many purposes, to access the Justice Center, the Park Village neighborhood, some of the other medical facilities along the route, and of course the hospital. So we have been in coordination through our Public Works Department and the contractor with all of those stakeholders, and will continue to be in communication as more significant disruptions occur. So we ask that people, when traveling that corridor, you have patience, and it should be well marked, well signed, and now you know what's happening underground: a new water line and some stormwater and wastewater work. And eventually it will be a completely new street, new paving in that corridor.
Now, obviously, the hospital has a separate entrance that it can access. What is going to be the case for the Justice Center? Will the police, will there be at least one lane open at times for police to get through, or will they relocate temporarily?
Yes. So they will coordinate that as they move through the corridor. Obviously, not the entire corridor will be impacted throughout the duration. So there will be traffic flow one way or another to ensure that those emergency services can access and travel through the corridor as necessary.
Okay. What else is happening that we should know about for the month of May?
Well, we always would love people, if they haven't already, to follow us on our city social media, on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. And if you're interested in the reverse Grand Floral Parade, if websites don't work for you and it's easier for you to consume information on social media, that would be the place to go. There's an event page and information there, and directs you back to the city's website. If you haven't read our newsletter yet, we encourage you to read our May newsletter. That can be accessed from our city's website, ci.florence.or.us. And right on the homepage, we have a button for the monthly newsletter. And you can even get that to your email box. So if you would like to subscribe, there's also an option to subscribe, and it will come directly to you monthly. As well as, if you're interested in what's going on with the city, which for us, the month of May means our budget time of the year. So we're having our budget meetings the first 2 weeks of May for both the city council, or the city budget, and for the urban renewal budgets. So it's a lot of budget stuff.
All right. So just to come back around now to the reverse Rhododendron Floral Parade, what is the date and time again?
So it's Sunday, May 16th. The parade will be from noon to 3 p.m. We'd really like our entrants to submit their information next week, so that we can make sure we set up the parade. And again, that's on our city website, ci.florence.or.us.
And then one thing, what is the traffic route for people, just to give them a heads up now? Well, I'm sure we'll mention it a few more times before then.
Yes, so we'll enter, if you're coming to view, you'll enter at the main entry to the Miller Park parking lot, and then you will head north. We'll have people there to help direct you north up Oak Street, and then west on 27th, and exit to Kingwood.
All right. Megan Messmer, Aaron Reynolds, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this. And can't wait for it. It's going to be fun.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
That concludes our May edition of Our Town. And don't forget, May 18th, get out and vote.